Introduction. Most of us are aware of the dangers of trans fats, sugars, and chemical preservatives added to processed foods like tater tots and Twinkies. But what if I told you that roughly 30% of the calories in your diet are likely coming from a substance you probably haven't noticed, with no color, odor, or flavor, and that has effects on our metabolism that medical science knows little about? Whether you shop at Whole Foods Market or the dollar store, the ingredients listed on most of the products in your kitchen right now likely include vegetable oil, or, to be specific, the following phrase. Vegetable oil contains one or more of the following: cottonseed, corn, canola, soybean, sunflower, safflower. Once you start looking, you'll see them everywhere, since more than 80% of foods with an ingredients label do indeed contain at least one type of vegetable oil. The reason human health is increasingly in crisis is right there on the label, hidden in plain sight. Yet doctors learn almost nothing about these ingredients. I was no exception. When I went to medical school in the early 1990s, I never heard vegetable oils mentioned during lectures on nutrition. They are not part of our initial training or our continuing medical education. There are no medical societies that focus on educating doctors about vegetable oils or their health effects. None of the charitable foundations devoted to researching disease shines any light on the role of vegetable oils in their disease of interest. I probably would have remained ignorant to this day if I'd stayed healthy. But in 2001, I developed a serious and mysterious medical condition that made it difficult for me to walk, endangering my ability to continue working as a family doctor. The specialists I saw took guesses at what might be going on, but their procedures only made it worse. After exhausting all other angles, I finally went along with something my husband had been saying for years: stop eating so much sugar. He compared my diet to that of an army of ants and dropped a book with a hopeful-sounding title on my lap: Spontaneous Healing. But it turned out that sugar wasn't the big epiphany in that book. Reading it, I ran into the concept of essential fatty acids, which is the term for fats our bodies don't make and that we need to get from our diet, like omega-3. These days, everyone knows fish oil is a source of omega-3 fats. But back in the 1990s, nobody outside of the researchers who studied essential fats ever talked about them. Essential fatty acids belong to a category of fat called polyunsaturated fats. That makes them different from the types of fats I'd learned were unhealthy, called saturated fats. These polyunsaturated fatty acids have vitamin-like properties, playing roles in fundamental body processes, including blood clotting, reproduction, and fending off infections, among others. So I wondered if they could help me improve my own health. I needed to know more. Today, I'm a doctor with a specialty in family medicine. But before I went to medical school, I'd gone to Cornell University as a PhD student, dreaming of genetically engineering bacteria that could digest plastic. I stayed long enough to learn two important things. Truly, both changed my life. One, we were a long way off from designer microbes, which was why I dropped out and went to medical school instead. And two, certain forms of oxygen are highly attracted to closely spaced double bonds. That last bit of knowledge did nothing for me until that pivotal moment in my life when I wanted to learn more about polyunsaturated fatty acids, like those in vegetable oils. More on that in chapter one. But I couldn't just crack open ordinary medical textbooks or even look up polyunsaturated fats online. This was 2002, when search engines were rudimentary and online resources like PubMed were limited in scope. Even more frustratingly, I couldn't find the answers in medical journals or at medical conferences either. I had to look outside the medical system entirely. This was not easy to do in the days when you had to know exactly what you were looking for to find anything online. I was looking for a tiny group of chemical experts who studied polyunsaturated fatty acids, like those in vegetable oils. They are best called lipid scientists, because the only thing they all have in common is that they study lipid science. lipid meaning fat. Part of the difficulty in finding lipid scientists comes from the fact that they don't all have the same training, background, or titles. Some are toxicologists, studying the basic chemistry of toxin formation, for example, while some are industry experts, studying how processing, cooking, and extended shelf storage affect toxin formation in these oils. The only thing that unites all lipid scientists is that they have the training and knowledge required to understand the unique chemistry of vegetable oils. So I bought textbooks. I started with a 1,000-page biochemistry textbook and began devouring the science. After months of searching for a book specifically about fats and oils, I found one called Know Your Fats, written in 2000 by a stern-appearing lipid scientist named Mary Enig, PhD. The book taught me that vegetable oils were chock-full of highly unstable polyunsaturated fatty acids, which meant they were prone to forming gummy, sticky residue in salad bowls and frying pans. What did that mean to anyone eating them? I'd thought that polyunsaturated fats might have been the key to better health, but now I wasn't so sure. Know Your Fats didn't have much information other than that, but it was enough to get me very concerned about the healthfulness of these oils. I kept looking. The investigation took me down a rabbit hole that would unravel everything I thought I knew about diet, health, and chronic disease, and completely changed my life. Soon after diving into the biochemistry of fatty acids, my thinking on vegetable oil did a 180. I went from hoping polyunsaturated fatty acids might help me get healthy to wondering if they were the reason I'd gotten sick. According to numerous lipid scientists, these polyunsaturated fats have chemical properties that make them potentially quite dangerous. Yes, we need to eat some, as we'll see in Chapter 2, but today we are eating a lot. In order to better understand how they affect human health, I've had to consider how they are manufactured, how they behave when we cook them, how our bodies absorb and distribute them through the bloodstream, how they affect our cell membranes, our DNA, our body's antioxidants and various enzymes, where our bodies store these fats, and how they affect the health of each and every major organ and tissue, including our arteries, our brains, our livers, our skin, and so on. What I learned upended my view of what constitutes a healthy diet. But how did medical science get all of it so wrong? That question took me down another rabbit hole. I learned of an undisclosed conflict of interest between the vegetable oil industry and organized medicine that has existed since shortly after World War II. This alliance has given us all the wrong idea about which fats are good and which ones are bad. It has distorted nutrition science and stalled progress in medicine and healthcare for over half a century. And it has led to a scenario where the very diet that doctors believe is healthy is in fact making us sick. The entanglements now run deep, extending well beyond just what doctors learn about nutrition. They climb all the way up the ivory towers of our most influential Ivy League institutions, and they are now codified into multiple federal and state laws. I'm writing this book to expose not just this story, but also what has happened to our health because these relationships persist and continue to impair medical science. The entanglements between the vegetable oil industry and leading health authorities originated so long ago that they've now shaped doctors' day-to-day practices. They've molded the nutritional ideology of every medical specialty. This ideology, in turn, impacts healthcare guidelines, including how we treat high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, strokes, cancer, and so on. After I learned about the harms of vegetable oils and how traditional foods might heal us, I went around the country trying to share this information with other doctors. Unfortunately, I soon realized that the doctors working in the insurance-based system, and I was one of them, no longer have the freedom to do what we think is best for our patients. Many of our day-to-day treatment choices are dictated by practice guidelines handed down to us from on high. On top of that, if we fail to comply, we may even be penalized financially. creating a powerful disincentive to question the status quo. So instead of swimming upstream, fighting the entire healthcare industry, I decided to focus on sharing this information directly with the food consumer. With a renewed sense of professional purpose, I began writing my first book, Deep Nutrition: Why Your Genes Need Traditional Food, in which I argued that our historical culinary practices represented a great body of nutritional wisdom that enabled us to survive in every corner of the globe. The four pillars of a human diet. Before the industrial era, people across the globe ate according to principles that had sustained humanity for thousands of years. Working with the ecology of their particular locale, they extracted maximum nutrition using four simple dietary strategies. 1, eat fresh food from healthy soil, raw or gently cooked. 2, preserve and enhance foods using fermentation and sprouting. 3, extract nutrients that support healthy connective tissue by boiling animal bones, skin, and joint material. 4, use every part of the animal, including the organs and the fat. Our genes have come to expect the collection of nutrients these strategies deliver, and without them, we can't achieve our health potential. We'll explore the four pillars in more depth in Chapter 10. In 2011, my husband cooked up a plan to expand our sphere of influence by several orders of magnitude by connecting with athletes. And why not start with the best? We mailed Gary Vee, head athletic trainer of the LA Lakers, a copy of Deep Nutrition. A week later, Gary called to say, "Everyone who's written a diet book in the past 30 years has sent me a copy. Yours is the first one that changed the way I think about food." Gary was not a person to take chances with a multi-billion-dollar franchise, and his endorsement held a lot of sway. The Lakers soon hired me as a staff member to create their pro nutrition program, launching a lasting and mutually beneficial relationship between the National Basketball Association and Whole Foods Market. Central to my effort working with them was eliminating vegetable oils from the athletes' diets, because I suspected the oils were slowing down recovery and sapping their energy. We got it out of the food they ate at the Staples Center, during training, on planes, and at every hotel buffet. The results were incredible, and soon many other NBA teams and players followed suit. This way of eating spread to the multi-championship Golden State Warriors, to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and to other teams, and to individual players such as Kyle Lowry, right after signing his 4-year, $46 million contract with the Raptors. He went on to lead them to their first ever championship victory in 2019. Even college teams followed suit. Villanova had its basketball team, the Wildcats, ditch seed oils in 2015, and they earned their first championship in 30 years in 2016. They won again in 2018. Scores of professional teams and athletes around the world have now adopted these principles. My work has gone beyond the world of sports as well. I'm delighted to have met many medical influencers who are interested in learning why these oils deserve the title of public health enemy number one, often by diving deep into the science on air. Everyone I've spoken with has been grateful to have their eyes opened on this important topic, and many of them have since continued to loudly sound the alarm to their audiences. Dr. Ken Berry, Dr. Paul Saladino, Dr. Mike Eads, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Anthony Gustin, and Dr. Daniel Pompa are among them. One of the best descriptions of the health transformation you get from cutting seed oils comes from Dr. Drew Pinsky of Loveline fame. Speaking on air during one of our conversations, he said, "If you had told me that 2 weeks into it I would feel this good, I wouldn't have believed you." Deep Nutrition was initially published in 2008. It covered just a small sliver of the harms that vegetable oils can do to us. And when I wrote it, I wasn't yet sure which was worse, vegetable oils or sugar. Still, it was enough to inspire some forward-thinking entrepreneurs. A few food manufacturers began catering to the small group of consumers seeking vegetable oil-free products such as mayonnaise, salad dressings, and potato chips. This kind of business has since grown from a handful of boutique producers to major companies that sell their products in places like Costco and Walmart. The first blips and alerts have already started, And vegetable oil is poised to take the same trajectory that sugar has taken towards food pariah status. But there's enormous pressure to maintain the status quo that has been holding this movement back. And that's why I sincerely hope that you, dear listener, will be able to join and help shape this exciting and urgently needed cultural revolution. Almost nobody was talking about vegetable oils before Deep Nutrition. Since writing it, I've continued to assemble the research into a cohesive body of practical medical insights amounting to a new paradigm for health and nutrition that I will present to you here. In recent years, I've begun to talk about this paradigm with influencers and other health experts, and I've happily watched the don't eat toxic oil conversation explode on social media as early adopters have proliferated and repeated the information. I've noticed, however, that enthusiasm can seem like fanaticism to doctors, scientists, journalists, and others who only encounter snippets of the argument in a forum unfit for serious scientific discourse. This makes it too easy to dismiss the concept as just another fad. By providing a more complete picture, I hope to make it very clear that the link between vegetable oil and poor health is firmly grounded and can be backed up with hard scientific research. If you've previously heard that seed oils are unhealthy and were intrigued, I'm glad you're here because now you've come to the source of this growing discussion and you're going to get the full story. I want to take you on a journey of discovery that will change your life for the better and very likely add years, if not decades, to your time here on Earth by revealing the truth about vegetable oils, the dark calories in your diet. There are three aspects of vegetable oil that I would call dark. First, the truth about vegetable oil has been hidden from medical doctors, and this has negatively impacted the entire field. Second, because people have manipulated our belief systems for profit, and in doing so have sold more vegetable oil, the substance has brought out the worst aspects of human nature. And third, like dark matter in the universe, vegetable oil explains otherwise unexplainable phenomena, and removing it from our diets resolves otherwise unresolvable health conditions. I want to help you recognize that your life-giving biology is under siege, that these oils will inevitably make you sick if they haven't already, and open your eyes to the systems ready to capitalize on your need for medical care. I want to show you this so you can appreciate what you stand to gain by losing your reliance on these toxic vegetable oils. Then, I'll show you how to get started. The audiobook is divided into three parts. In part one, you'll learn what the scientists who specialize in studying toxin formation in vegetable oils have been trying to tell us. You'll find out how these oils are made, and I'll introduce the basic terms used to describe their toxicity. You'll witness how these toxins pummel our physiology at the cellular and genetic levels, and how that microscopic damage manifests as some of the most terrifying inflammatory, degenerative, and age-related diseases we know. In part two, we'll take a deeper look at a misunderstood nutrient, cholesterol, and at how it came to be a scapegoat for our pressing health issues. We'll meet the man who managed to scare us into believing that a vital nutrient is bad for our health. We'll discover that, whether by intent or by fortuitous design, by building cholesterol avoidance into the foundation of preventative medicine, an annual physical exam lures healthy people into becoming lifelong patients. We'll see how, just as the processed food industry has commandeered nutrition science, the drug and device industry now controls much of medical science, medical education, and medical research. Part three will empower you to take control of your own health and well-being. You'll learn how to identify and avoid vegetable oils at home, at the grocery store, and at restaurants. We'll look at the healthful foods that will put you on the path to healing. The final chapter invites you to detoxify for just 2 weeks and see how much better you start to feel. My hope is that once you reacquaint yourself with some healthy, delicious, and easy-to-prepare foods, you'll find living without vegetable oil to be so energizing that you'll want to continue indefinitely. We doctors will do our best with the information we are taught, but vegetable oils affect our health so profoundly and in so many ways that it represents a whole other world of knowledge that most health professionals are unaware of. The explanations doctors provide may seem sensible enough, but once you see for yourself how vegetable oils can damage every organ in the body and affect people of every age, you might find these ideas making more sense. Many people already have. Around the globe, people are waking up to the idea that vegetable oils have been causing their problems, their families' problems, and their nation's problems this whole time. I want you to be armed with accurate research and knowledge so you can trust your own judgment.
Together, we can put the darkness behind us and create a brighter future for ourselves, our families, and our world.